Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing? I mean, nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Program, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grief process. And now, here's your host, Dave Nassani.
Hey, from Atlanta, Georgia. And from the Big Apple in Manhattan, this is Dave Nassani, Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live with my wonderful and beautiful and lovely co-host, Adrian. How many times am I going to say that?
That's what my brother used to call me.
That's what the three-year-olds call her. Adrian Gruberg, the one and the only, a national treasure, some might say.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Adrian.
Thank you.
And today she's wearing her burgundy glasses. She's got a million colors, folks. And they all look great on her. Now, if you've been following, we had a conversation last week about the political ramifications of caregivers getting in touch with certain politicians and certain national shows to get our voice out there and heard and is popular, just like, you know, the dementia people and the Alzheimer's Association who have been a little more successful than caregivers, because caregivers are just so darn busy caring for people that they don't have
money.
Yes, and they don't have money. But you know what? There are a lot of celebrity caregivers out there, and they have lots of money. And there are two that I'm thinking of. Who are they? Whoopi Goldberg is one of, I think she cared for her mother. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she still is or if her mother's still alive, but I know she is or was a caregiver. And of course, Meghan McCain, we know, was a caregiver for her father. And so I sent out an email to the producer of The View, and they says, we are just so overbooked. We just can't handle it right now. And I sent that letter to you to show you the response I got. And it's probably true. They are probably overbooked. The View. And everyone has got great show ideas for them. And it's like, okay.
Well, they've got to do the hot topics.
Yes.
And then they have to do some sort of a political segment. And then they do their celebrity segment.
Well, part of the problem probably is President Trump keeps tweeting, and it just gives them things to talk about.
Well, was a little bit over the top this weekend.
I think Meghan McCain, you know, got upset again because the body of her late father just keeps getting exhumed, and they should just keep that guy in the ground, you know, let him rest in peace. But that's part of the problem, I would guess. But you're going to try with your contact, and hopefully, no, who knows?
Yeah. You know, because who knows?
It's really in God's hands, and we do our part, and He does His part. Right, or you might say He or she does.
He or she.
So, how was your week, Adrian?
Well, you know, getting ready to move is an experience.
Oh, I'm still getting ready to move. Gosh.
You have no idea. I mean, I have a huge place and
I can see all that stuff in your bookshelf.
Well, that's books. And then I have a cabinet.
I bet you have a lot of books too.
Oh God. And then
is it time to thin out the books? I mean, how many books does a person
need? I'm trying to get someone to buy the books, but I think I'm going
to have to. We never want to throw the books away. We should always give them away.
Yeah, exactly.
This is America. And no book burnings and no book
trashings. I have all of Steve's books that don't need, on fishing and baseball and electronics. And
have you thought about a garage sale? Do they do garage sales in your neighborhood?
Uh-uh.
Just doesn't work, does it?
No, not on the fourth floor. You can't have signs, and the building won't have it.
And you
They
don't
don't
want to
want
do
strangers.
Craigslist because you don't want strangers coming up to your apartment looking at
No,
your
on
stuff.
Craigslist and on eBay, I would just post, but I really don't want to get into the business
Right.
of having to pack everything up and send it to somebody. I don't have time for that.
So what are your options? This is a good topic for caregivers because a lot of them need to downsize and declutter and
Downsize,
all that.
and
So
they have to get rid
what's your
of loved
strategy?
ones.
What's your strategy? I got a plan, right?
Yeah, plan C, D, E.
Well, let's go through all of them because
Well,
you might be giving someone some great ideas.
first I got tried to give the books, get the books to Grand Bookstore, which is a very famous bookstore in New York.
And do they
Miles of
want them?
books.
Do they like?
They I had to take pictures of the
Oh
books,
my,
send it
picky.
to them. If they want the books,
That
they
took
come and pick,
forever.
they pack them and pick them up. So they're the ideal place,
Well,
but
what did you
they
take?
were
Like
not.
1,000 pictures? How does that work? That sounds awful.
No, I took the bookshelves, like
Oh, so they
each
could see
shelf,
the spine
the
title,
spines of them.
and they can zoom
So
them in.
that there's that.
Have you heard from them?
Yes, they won't. They're not interested.
Okay, plan B.
Plan B is to give them to the library.
Will they take any book that anybody gives them? They're not picky.
I have to find out. I
Okay.
have to find
I
that
would
out
think they would
today.
just take them, but you never know, I guess.
Well, they also have, book sales and things like that. So if you give it
It's
to
a
them
source of
and
income
they
for them.
can sell
Yeah.
it, it's a source of income for
One
them.
man's junk is another man's treasure. I heard someone
Absolutely.
say that, and I think women are included in there too.
And what have I got? I just
Now, library won't come to you. You've got to like get it to
I've
them,
got
right?
I would have to box all the books up,
The
and then I would call a TaskRabbit with a truck,
what?
and
What? You would call a what?
TaskRabbit,
Task grabber. What is that?
task
Oh, a task
rabbit.
grabber. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Task
You've never
rabbit.
heard of Task Rabbit?
No. I have
Okay,
never heard of task rabbit.
it's an internet service
Okay.
that has people who will do specific things. And if I went on there and said I need somebody with a truck for an hour to go to the library and drop off books, somebody would get in touch with me. I want the job. And that'll be that. But I've got I've had the apartment photographed. They're putting together the marketing materials. I don't know when they intend to have their party for the realtors.
This is
And then everything will be by appointment for people to
so
come
do
and
you,
see it.
so you have a lease or do you own your apartment? It's co-op? What, how's that?
Own the
You own it.
condo.
So you have to sell it. Okay.
Have to sell it in order to be able to buy a new place.
And do you
So
feel like you know it's in good shape or do you have to paint or you're just not going to be bothered
the
with that?
front's been painted. I don't have to take care of anything else.
And the interior looks good.
Oh, great. I mean, so much of it looks brand new. It's unreal.
Okay. Kitchen looks good.
Kitchen is new.
Wow.
Kitchen's brand new. It's beautiful. And I just, I gotta clean up cabinets and closets because people will be opening and closing doors to see, like,
Okay.
ooh,
So
look at
do
her
we have
walk-in closets.
deadlines? Do we have deadlines? Deadlines are very important, otherwise things could
Well,
just keep dragging on and on and on.
there's the what's called the spring season, which is coming upon us very fast, and I imagine the beginning of April they'll start their plan, their marketing stuff.
Okay. But then there's a balance with deadlines, because if your deadlines are too aggressive, then you become stressed out, and like
Oh
caregivers
no. With
don't need any more
a place this size,
stress.
you have the place this size, you're stressed out no matter what.
How big is it? How many square feet?
4,723.
How many?
4,723.
4,723 square feet?
In a loft in Manhattan.
It is
It's very
huge.
desirable. It's huge.
Desirable, yes. Wow.
And I'm looking for something that's
I
20,
had no idea.
20.
I'm going to have to come by and check this place out
You'll
when
have
I'm
to
there in
possess.
April. You'll still be there, right? In
Yeah.
April. Wow. And it's a loft?
We'll have to come by.
What?
It's quite something.
Yes. All I see is this one little room. I says, oh, poor Adrian. She's living in a one-bedroom apartment. A
It is a one bedroom apartment. There's only one
one.
bedroom.
Well, what's in the rest of the place?
The front of the apartment has the kitchen and the dining room and two living rooms,
Two
and it's
living
a
rooms.
big open space. It's a big, huge open space,
So
and we
you
got two.
chose to have two living rooms instead of like three or four bedrooms.
There was no reason to have more
Yeah.
bedrooms. We put in a Murphy bed in one room of the
That's a
house
good idea.
where there's a, where Steve's mom lived. That separates one from the other, separates like a ballroom separator, you know, when they've got those big
Yeah,
walls
so
that come
this
across.
is where you had both mothers living there, right?
One mother was enough.
Oh.
My mother was in Florida. That was
Oh, I'm
long
sorry.
distance, kid.
I didn't mean two mothers. What I meant was your husband and your mother
And
had a
my mother,
caring for both of
yes.
them. But your husband
Yes.
always lived there, so it wasn't like
Yeah,
two
right.
mothers.
No.
My mother-in-law took care of both her parents, and then when one died, her mother-in-law came, so they always seemed to have two hospital beds in there, in addition to her and her husband. So there were four people living. But wow, yeah,
We've
I
never had a hospital.
definitely gonna come and check it out. There's a new Broadway musical in New York that I'm trying to get a couple that I know to
Which
come and
one?
see with. It's called Hillary and Clinton. Have you heard about it?
Not a musical.
Not a music. Well, I must have said musical, but I meant play.
I want to see it
Well,
with John Lithgow and
if I can't get them to commit, then we'll go.
if you can't get who to commit.
This couple that I'm trying to get, they're very busy because
Oh.
they live in New York, and they're very involved in what I do, you know. But I don't know if
And
Charlene would enjoy it. Maybe she would. She doesn't like politics. But we'll see. Maybe we can have our own little date day when we're there.
well,
I'll email you the available dates if they don't do it, and maybe we can do something since we
okay.
both want to see it, right? For different
Well,
reasons, probably.
no, I mean the problem is
It's a
always getting
comedy, right?
tickets that
Or you know, is it a
I
comedy?
don't
Must be.
know.
It's got to be a
I don't
comedy,
know.
don't you think?
Trying to remember who's playing Hillary. Oh yeah. Her name escapes me right now, but
Yeah.
she's on Roseanne. She's the sister,
Oh,
Roseanne's
really?
sister,
I
Laurie
could get
Metcalf.
Hillary. Yeah.
Laurie
I
Metcalf.
know we're just talking about frivolous stuff here, but you know, sometimes caregivers just need to be frivolous and just
Sometimes they
to
need a little bit of
disconnect.
levity.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
just get away from reality. So I'm always thinking of the caregiver here. And I'm on
Well,
my
you see, tomorrow, well, not tomorrow. What's today's date?
gosh, I don't know. Is it the
Today
19th?
is the anniversary of Steve's death.
Oh my goodness. How does that make you feel?
Mick,
Mixed emotions?
it's mixed emotions. I mean, I'm needless to say, I do miss him.
What do you miss most about him?
Humor.
Funny guy, huh? You're funny too,
Oh yeah, but
though.
you
He
know,
kept you laughing all the time,
he
right?
had a TV show for
Yeah,
35 years,
that's what he said on
which
National Public Radio or National Public
no
Television.
cable, Manhattan Cable.
Manhattan Cable.
And he was like the godfather of public access.
They kissed his rings, huh?
I mean, he was well loved, and he is missed. I know that. But you know, having seen the he was very lucky. He was very lucky. He never lost hair. He never
Never
was
lost his hair.
nauseous. No, on chemo and radiation, and
Oh,
none of that
yeah, that
ever bothered
happens
him.
periodically to a few rare people. I know another person that happened to.
He never looked sick, and that was a blessing because he could go on television once a week and be normal for an hour.
Yeah,
Nobody
and
knew.
he had a good attitude, huh? He was positive about it all, or did it get him down?
No, we were both positive about it, but you know, when they give you the diagnosis that this will eventually kill you, depends on what eventually is, but with lung cancer, it's not
He was
an
a smoker.
easy. He had been, but they said the smoking had nothing to do with his cancer. It
Wow.
had to do with his bladder problems, but not his
Prostate or
not
bladder?
bladder. But
So were there times
not
when you just both sat down and cried in each other's arms, or no?
yeah. I mean, when they finally tell you we've done everything we can, what are you going to do? You know, we went home and sat down and cried. We sat down and cried plenty. We were very open about talking about it. We,
Sharing with each other the fears that you both had.
yes, and he didn't want to leave me alone.
So his fears had to do with you,
Me, leaving me.
worrying about you as opposed to him worrying about himself
And of course
or the pain that he would be going through or whatever.
he wanted me to learn to ask for help when I needed it, which is still something
Did he think that
I
you were the type of person who they have found it very difficult to
He
ask for
knew
help?
that.
Oh, he knew
He knew that. I did
that.
every I do everything. I really do. I do everything. So, it's
You know,
true.
that's so typical of caregivers. That's a good point because we just don't like to ask for help. And I keep thinking,
Right.
my thumb, you know, I almost cut it off because for whatever reason, I didn't want to ask someone to hold the other end of the molding that I was cutting, and I know how to use skill
I
saw.
can do this myself.
Yeah, and so I really racked my brain, why didn't I ask somebody? And I don't want to feel indebted. Okay, he's doing me a favor, now I got to do him a favor, which is ridiculous, but you know, I guess some people keep score, you know, they got a little scorecard in
Some
their
people
head.
keep score.
And so, oh, okay, I did this. Like, I have a wonderful neighbor, a next door neighbor to my house. And I mean, he is the kind of neighbor that everybody wishes they had. He's always helping out, he's always lending us stuff. And what do we do? Whoops. What do we do? These Italian hands, even though I'm not Italian. What do we do for him? Not enough, you know? And I feel so guilty, but you know, my wife's disabled, and so he's always coming over. He makes flan, which is a Mexican dessert,
I know
which
what
my
flan
wife,
is.
you're in New York, you got no Mexicans in New York. You just have
Who
pork.
said?
For a long time, you could not get a taco in New York, and that's because I
You
assume
can
there's no.
now.
Now you can, yeah. So the Mexicans finally made their way to New York. Good. So Charlene just loves flan. She can eat it
Lance,
day and
great.
night, you know. And so he makes it, you know. It's his mother's recipe, and so he brings it by when he makes it, and he helps me when I'm doing things. And I just feel so guilty because if he's keeping score, which I don't think he is, I am way out of whack, you know. So maybe I'm keeping score. And so
It
we did
sounds like
something
you're the
for
one
him the
that's
other
keeping.
day. Yeah, it does sound that way because it's hard for me to imagine that somebody can do so much. Well, caregivers do, and just give and give and give, and they don't get very much back in return. And it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I can't compete with him because he's just always
So
thinking,
nice.
always servant, you know, and I'm just so busy. And so I did something
Does he
for
know what
him.
you do?
Oh yeah, he
So
knows
he
everything.
knows
He
that
follows
you're
me.
giving in your way.
That's true. That's true.
I'm
But see, this is all my problem. It's all in my head as to why, I don't ask for help. You know, and I don't like to ask him for things because he does so many things for me already. I don't want him to think that I'm taking advantage of him or taking advantage of his good nature and so on. So I'm always looking for things to do for him, but
Do you know
I
what he likes?
well, he's a school teacher. He
Okay.
loves to teach, and
Is he a sports fan?
I don't think he is, no.
Is
I
he a
know.
theater fan?
I gotta find that out. I gotta find that out.
Yeah, I mean, because, you can give somebody a pair of tickets to a ball game
Yeah, so we
or
made him,
a
Charlie
pair of
made him
tickets
a
to a
big
play, or
banana nut bread thing,
that's nice.
so we need to do more of that. Because we know that he likes to cook, so he must appreciate good food, and she makes good food, so we need to take him dishes more often. And maybe if he likes the theater, we should go to a play or a Philharmonic or something like that.
Something like that.
You know, and something
Yeah.
big like that would at least try to even the score. So anyway, the whole reason why we're talking about this is because. That's just one reason why I don't like to ask for help because I don't want to feel indebted to someone, which is silly, but that's how I feel. And the other reason is that, I just don't want to put people on the spot. Hey, can you help me? When they really don't want to help me, but now I'm forcing them or they feel
Yeah,
guilty
now
and
you
stuff like
really
that.
need help if you've gotten to the point.
So, but you think I would learn my lesson with my thumb, but apparently I didn't because the very next month, like a month later, after I went to the emergency room and the doctor, I needed a plastic surgeon to sew it up because it
Yeah.
had severed the ligament. I was doing something at the gas station. The sign, I was lifting this sign off these two poles because I wanted to get rid of it, and I really needed help, but. There I am, just pushing, pushing. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. And I got it, up. And then this wind came and it just hit me in the head. Three stitches. I
Hey.
showed up. He says, "What did you do now?" So now I really, really do ask for help because I know God is probably allowing things to happen to me so that I can learn because we don't learn unless it costs us,
Well,
even
that's
in
true.
business, it has to cost at least $10,000 for me to, oh, I better not do that again, which is ridiculous. But, so if this is going through my head and I'm the caregiver's caregiver, I mean, what's it going through Joe caregiver or Mary caregiver out there? So.
Do you want to run a commercial?
Yes, thank you. I was just thinking about that. But since I've ordained you the commercial person, then we're going to do that. So let's see. Let's try our sizzle reel. We haven't looked at that in a while.
David Nassani.
Best-selling author Dave Nassani.
Dave Nassani is a best-selling author.
Mr. Dave Nassani.
Thank you. So you're needed.
I am needed.
Yeah. You are very much needed.
The woman I loved had suffered a massive stroke.
Yes. They tell you, in the event of an emergency, oxygen mask will drop. Mm-hmm. Put your mask on first before you help your loved one with their mask.
For the next 2 years, our lives had become a living hell.
Everyone has one of these. It's called a cell phone. You turn it on, you punch in your number. Hello, Mom. I need help. Grandma's driving me crazy. I realize there are so many other caregivers out there who are hurting and feeling lost and alone. And I didn't want them to hurt anymore.
So now I host a popular iTunes podcast, The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even shared the stage with Suzanne Summers at Harvard.
Come and join our community of caregivers. Let us love on you. Let us support you.
Dave is an amazing man. I was in tears when I heard his story.
Dave is really my idol because he created something for caretakers. And I was a caretaker for my father.
Every caregiver's life is a love story. Let me help you make that love story one of hope and triumph. Thank you very much.
So funny. That was my cast on my thumb. I had to do like 3 television shows after in a cast, and I couldn't put my suit coat on because it wouldn't go through the sleeve.
There's no shame in that.
I have this older that I was thinking about getting rid of because it's just getting old, sport jacket. So I cut the part, you know, that it's like a little separation there so I can get it on. And then I just sewed up the tattered frayed part, and you didn't even know it. But Charlene is going to, we're going to Palm Springs. We had a party we have to go to at the end of the month. And my friend did a documentary that was accepted at one of the film festivals. So there's going to be a screening in Palm Springs too. So he's doing the screening and then a party the previous day. And my brother lives in Palm Springs. So boom, 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 you know. So I said to myself, you know, that where you saw Charlene in the...
Yes.
That was one of 2 shows that she was on only because, mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't like to go to the Des Moines, Iowa or Roanoke, Virginia and the big cities I haven't been on yet because there's just so much competition that they'd rather have, you know, Angelina Jolie rather than me on ABC New York or NBC Los Angeles. It's my hometown. So, I says, I'm going to call up the producer down there in Palm Springs, and they have another show called The Today Show on NBC, the local version, you know. And so I gave him a pitch, and I haven't put myself on a show in over a year because I've been so busy just speaking. And so I was a little rusty, but it worked, and I'm going to be on the show, and I'm told Charlene's going to be with me. It's at 6 a.m., and she doesn't do morning, so I really had to use my negotiating skills to tell. She goes, no. I says, yes, you need to be on the show. I don't ask very much.
You're frozen. Okay, better.
I touched the laptop and you just disappeared.
And you were frozen.
So she's going to be on the show. That means she has to get up, you know, because it takes her 2 hours for the Queen of England to look like the Queen of England. And so she's got to get up at 4 a.m. So we're just checking into a hotel because there's, you know, she'll have to go to bed at like 5 and take her sleeping pills. And there's just too much noise with dogs and everything in my brother's house. So we're just going to be in a hotel. So that'll be fun. And then I'm here in Atlanta. Just spoke at Mercedes last night. It was a great event. And I was looking at that sizzle reel. I says, there's, you know, after a few months, it's obsolete. You got to update it. There's so many things that I was on now that are cool that have to update. So, but enough about me. What are some of the reasons why you don't like to ask for help?
Well, I have a lot of skills, and I like using them. But as I get older, things are harder to do. I used to be the one that everybody handed the pickle jar to open. Now I've got a trick to open the pickle jar, but it's not as easy as it used to be. Not though those things are definitely not as easy. I won't get on a ladder without somebody else being around. You know, like I want to make sure that I'm not. I mean, if I'm 11 feet in the air, I want to make sure that somebody's there to catch me.
The same thing. You know, I sail a lot, and about several years ago, you know, there's a lot of twisting and turning and pulling and sailing.
Right.
And I would come home just exhausted with all of my muscles hurting. And I finally said to myself, and I owned a boat too, a little catamaran, which was really fun to sail in the ocean. Mm-hmm. But that was even more work because, you know, you're down
Double.
There and you're moving around. You gotta jump over on one side of the trampoline and you jump on the other side. And then the last time I was out, the mast fell down because one of the halyards broke. And so that was very challenging. It's hard getting a mast up on a trailer on ground, but when the boat's doing this
yes.
And after a while, I says, you know what? Maybe it's time that I just go on other people's boats and let them skipper them, and then, you know, can actually be enjoyable.
What about getting a mate to come with you all the time?
You always have a mate, but they only know so much. You know, you can't teach them everything you know in one or two or three sessions. This is a lifetime of sailing experience that you need, you know. So, yeah, I know what it's like, and I just stopped doing things that possibly would make me hurt and have pain because I think the song says, I haven't got time for the pain.
Exactly.
I don't have time for the pain, don't have time for the recovery, don't have time for broken bones, don't have time for broken ankles. So I'm not going to skydive anymore. I'm not going to hang glide. I'm not going to do crazy things in Hawaii when I'm there. I'm just going to act like an old man and, you know, just going to write my book, which I'm almost done with.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't know. Have I shown anybody the cover? My new cover?
No.
I keep changing the name of the book, the subtitle anyway. It's Dave's Hammock Wisdom.
Right.
And I had a zillion different subtitles because you can't repeat the word hammock, which I'd love to. I'd like it to say 99 lessons learned while lying on a hammock. But I already used the word hammock. I know it's a silly rule, but... So I came up with while lying on canvas, and then people started saying,
No.
Canvas, I think of art. It can't be canvas. So I got rid of canvas, and then someone said, well, why don't you just, you know,
is paradise. It canvas or is it rope?
It doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's webbing or rope, you know, you can't, while lying on rope. I don't know. Does that work? No. So someone
says...
Well,
you could just say, you know, while...
Can you see this? Or is it backwards?
No, I can see it.
So this one says, while lying in paradise. Which a lot of people like. But then someone says...
There's something in that.
Yeah, and then someone says, does that mean you're not telling the truth in paradise? So now I got to maybe change it to... Either relaxing
laying.
In paradise or laying in paradise. Laying works, right? Or I could say
laying
while getting laid in paradise.
if
they're into double meanings.
Now I'm trying to think. I'm putting my marketing cap on. Now's not the time to do it.
You can call me back. I think I consulted on you on my last book, and you had some good ideas. Yeah, so put that in your little thinking noggin, and you can get back to me on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not supposed to repeat the word hammock. Okay.
That's what they say. I mean, I don't. Dave's hammock wisdom: 99 lessons learned while lying on a hammock. You know, when you write, you don't want to repeat the same word in adjoining sentences because it just sounds weird. I guess probably that's the reason why they don't want you to do it.
Right.
Because your brain says, "Hey, he just said that word," and there's no synonym. There's no synonym for hammock. You know, I tried swinging, and they said, "Now you're wife swapping."
Did you look at the synonym?
I did.
Dictionary.
Yes.
Do you have a synonym dictionary?
Well, you know, on my
not a thesaurus, but a synonym dictionary.
I just did synonyms for hammock on Google.
That's not enough.
Well, if you have one, I'm sure you got one of those in all of those books behind you. Maybe you could check it out.
Yeah. Well, these books, those are records and magazines and bottles, and the books are in front of me. All the caregiving books and some of my art books. The rest of my books are
you're an artist
in
too?
The hallway.
Huh? Are you an artist as well? An artiste?
That's how I made my living, yeah.
Oh, you do that as a hobby now? Do it?
I haven't for a while, but I plan on it this summer.
Maybe after the next break, you can show us one of your art pictures that you're the most proud of. If it's handy, I mean...
It's handy.
Well, that's good, because some people just hide their art behind the bed or something, you know, because they're just embarrassed of it.
No, I'm not embarrassed of it. I mean, has been my life, so
well, after
not
the next break,
of it.
When you come back on, I'll expect to see a piece of art there in front of you.
Yes.
So, what else do caregivers mess around with besides not asking for help? Well... They don't take care of themselves. They don't go to the doctor, right? I haven't seen a doctor in 10 years because I don't want to know. I'm afraid of what they might say. So the ostrich in the head syndrome, ostrich in the sand syndrome.
I took very good care of myself when I was – I take very good care of myself, period.
Well, we're the exception to the rule, though, aren't we?
I didn't stop doing that when Steve was ill. It was always important to him that I took care of myself.
Yeah, and you still take care of yourself. You know, you look great.
Oh, yes.
Especially for your age. I know a lot of women your age who just have, at some point in life, they just said, oh, screw it. You know, they let themselves go.
Yeah, I won't do
that.
They
get fat. They, you know, no makeup, their hair.
I won't
do
that.
They haven't seen a stylist in God knows how long. And I wonder why, because many of them are still married. And it's like, gosh, their poor husband. You know, now I know beauty is only skin deep.
Maybe the husbands don't care.
Oh,
don't
they?
Last weekend,
maybe they act like they don't care, but husbands care what your wife looks like, no?
I mean, last weekend I had an affair to go to, and I had to get all dressed up, and I had to ask Eddie what he thought about something, and I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was wrapped in a towel, and my hair was all... you know, in a towel, and he said, you should go like that. No makeup. And when
sure,
I...
Lady Gaga would.
When I was all dressed, I said, you probably do like me better in the towel and just coming out of the shower. Some people do. Some people want to see you, you know, all done up, and I mean,
Did you take a picture?
You could do Dave's hammock wisdom without makeup. If I'm going to go on Facebook Live, I put on some makeup.
Did you take a picture of you all dolled up at that event?
They did. I didn't.
You have a picture of it? I'd love to see what Adrian looks like all dolled up. You have a picture of you at the Academy Awards or at the Grammys or someplace?
You're
wearing this amazing gown and your hair is like... No, you have no pictures of yourself?
I wear a tuxedo.
Wow.
All the time. Or a black suit.
Do you have a picture of you in a tuxedo that we can see after the break as well, or even now?
There should be one right around here.
And you have a picture of what you looked like when you were like in your 30s or something? I love to look at how people have aged over the years. You know, when I was very little, like 6 years old, we used to go over to this friend's house, this couple's house, and we played with the kids. And I would sneak off into their bedroom looking for the restroom or something. And I saw this wedding picture. And I looked at the people. And they were like in their 50s or 60s at the time. But this was their wedding picture. I'm looking at them and I said, who the heck are these people? What what is this wedding picture doing in their house, you know? And I later found out it was them. And I tell you, they looked nothing like their wedding picture. So for years and years and years, I was so proud as I got older that I still looked like my wedding picture until, I don't know, about maybe 15 years ago, something happened. My hair. And how old were you there? Oh, you're a redhead, huh?
I was a redhead, but that's not the point. Look at the fish, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, the fish. Did you catch one of those?
Yes, the bigger one.
Is that a marlin?
Yes.
You went marlin fishing? That's on my bucket list. I want to do that. Is it hard?
Yeah, you better
do it now. They guarantee I'll catch one, right?
What?
They guarantee I will catch one, right?
There's no guarantee.
Really?
There's no
guarantee. Just stay out there until you get it? I mean, how did you guys do it? You got lucky?
We had a good captain.
Well, that's what
I mean,
I better do this while I'm still young enough to even think that I can do it. You know?
Panama. This was in Cabo San Lucas, but we went to Panama. Now this one, can you see it?
Yeah. Which one are you, the left or the right?
Tall one.
The what?
The tall one.
The tall one. That's you?
That was the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was a clown.
You still are a clown. So where is the tuxedo? No tuxedo?
I have to go find it.
Okay, after the break. I'll put on a long break. What was I going to say?
What time is your plane?
3:40, and they say it's 30 minutes to the airport, and so that would mean 3:20, and then I should get there like a couple hours early, 2:20, 1:20. So after we hang up the phone, I've got 20 minutes to pack and get to the airport. So we'll end at 45 minutes. That'll give me extra time to do all that. What time is it now?
12:45.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll do we better sign off. We'll have to save these pictures for next time. Is there anything else you want to say before we sign off? Man, time flew. Did we start on time?
The fact that I have been lucky to have found a life after Steve. Not everybody does that. Not everybody can move on.
You have a great life.
I have the caregiver space. And after 2.5 years, I started to look at dating sites. And I met Eddie. And
did you say it took you 2.5 years to grieve? Were you grieving?
I still grieve. I mean, that's...
But the grief process, the official grief process.
It doesn't go away. I mean,
Yeah, but you're through it enough to go on dating sites, even though you said you were doing it as a joke, right?
Well, not at 2.5 years it wasn't a joke. It was a joke 4 days after he died.
Okay.
I mean, I needed some comic relief.
But there are many caregivers who have successfully gotten where you got, and I think of Linda Bice, you know, whose husband basically was a child for 12 years, I think it was, and changed his diaper and mm-hmm. you know, drank through a bottle and watched cartoons yeah. and colored with crayons. And now she is moving on with her life and is looking, I think she might have a boyfriend. And so that's cool. And she's living in a house in front of a lake right at the moment. And mm-hmm. so I'm very happy for her because I was so sad for her.
I am too.
And yes, God bless her.
Very sad,
I mean,
for her.
You don't know the whole story, but you know, her husband was mean and abusive to her. And so she left. And then he, you know, found Jesus or something and came back and begged for forgiveness and gave her this new ring. And it said on there, I hope that I can somehow make it up to you and be the man that you deserve.
And boy, that's a big ring.
Yeah. And she said that when she saw it, she fell in love with him all over again. So, you know, she must be a very forgiving person, you know, which... And it went on for like a week. So she has this new relationship, this new love for like 7 days. I think it's 7 days. It might even have been 4 days. It was a very short period of time. And then this happens. And now she has to care for him for 12 years. I mean, that is, I don't know. That is something special. And God bless her. And she's got crowns in heaven as far as I'm concerned.
Linda's special.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just sign off. And we'll let you guys off early today. And we're just so thankful that you watch us. And hopefully we're helping. And I'm thankful for Adrian. So until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program with Dave Nassani.
Have a safe trip back to